This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Secretary Mike Nagy says Iowa's animal health response system worked exactly as intended after the state confirmed its first commercial pseudorabies case in more than two decades. While the name may sound alarming, Nagy says the virus is not the same rabies people associate with pets or human health concerns. He says the affected pigs were traced back to Texas, where exposure to feral swine likely occurred before the animals were shipped to Iowa. We'll talk more in detail with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says this case marked the first detection in a commercial swine herd of pseudorabies since the virus was officially eradicated from U.S. commercial production back in 2004.
It is, and for your viewers and listeners, I think folks will understand that pseudorabies virus in swine is not the same rabies that we think of, with your pets, your dog. Different situation. Think of it more like chickenpox and shingles in humans, right? It's something more akin to that. But we did, first time that there's been a detection in a commercial herd since 2004, which was when it was eradicated officially from commercial swine production. And it had been prevalent through the 60s, 70s, into the 90s, and was eradicated through a program.
Nag says that state and federal officials moved quickly once the virus was identified, and importantly, the disease never spread beyond the affected animals inside that facility.
So it was not welcome news by any means, but it had a direct tie back. There were boars that were shipped from Texas from a farm that was an outdoor farm that had opportunity to have access to wild pigs and these pigs on the farm. And pseudorabies is still present in the wild pig, the feral swine population. That is known. And so these spillover events occur from time to time. What made this one different is that those pigs ended up in a small commercial facility in Iowa. We acted swiftly and were able to contain and determine that there was no spread within the facility, let alone outside of the facility. And really, we're working now to the facility is cleaned. The animals, unfortunately, had to be depopulated on that site and disposed of. And now we're just in the final stages here of retesting some of the farms in the area as per the protocol to be able to prove to trading partners that we're once again completely free of the virus. So everything's right on track, and we were able to move swiftly with our partners to address the situation.
Secretary Nagy says the situation posed no threat to consumers or the food supply, and he wants Iowans to remain confident in pork products heading into this summer grilling season.
And again, we knew that these pigs were particular pigs were affected, and it didn't even spread within the facility. No food safety issue, no human health issue either. And it's okay. It's safe to enjoy pork. In fact, as we come into the grilling season in particular, please. Enjoy pork and always prepare it properly, but no food safety issue, no human health issue.
The affected site's been cleaned, and surrounding farms are now being retested as part of standard protocol to confirm the state remains free of the virus. He says Iowa's response shows the importance of strong biosecurity and rapid coordination between producers and animal health officials. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.